flashes. A rainbow of colors flash by. Peter's children's behind as he spread round the turn. And I wanted to swear he would fly.
Woof woof, we're back again. Sports Bet Non-Chasers. I'm your host, Paddy Garshagan, as always, joined by the sort of receding hairline of Andrew Gunner. How are we, Andrew?
Mate, I wouldn't be poking fun at hairlines, mate. I got 11 years on you and we're tracking about the same.
Mate, my hair's looking quite nice. I've just gone to the barber and got a nice little
I had a much
trimmer.
Thicker head of hair at your age. And, I'd go see Brownie for some finasteride if I was
bit of a nice crop on me top nugget. Mate, we've got a little bit. I mean, it's still just us two again. The tectonic plates of the non-chasers are starting to rub together now. What's going on? Where is the Irishman?
Well, he's here, but I'm not going to pull him down swinging.
Why not? I want the Irishman.
Because we don't operate out of the back blocks of China. If he wants to come down, he comes down. If he doesn't, he doesn't. It's really
so
up to
him.
So
is there a little bit of, what's the word? Is there a bit of not wanting to come down on the greatest greyhound?
Is there a little bit of, what's the word, not wanting? That's what you came up with. Wow.
Is he not keen to get down here on the Australia's leading greyhound podcast,
he
mate?
He just wants to get settled.
Was he warming into Australian life?
Oh, I hope he is. We'll see tonight.
We'll see tonight. Yeah. What's tonight?
You
haven't told me this.
There's a few of us heading over to the cast to watch the Origin. So after a couple of pints of Guinness, maybe I'll get him to sign a contract.
Very good. I like that. Very good. Well, I was going to say, mate, you know, we've found our running rail here quite nicely. We've got a nice little recording time on the sort of Wednesday afternoon leading into the Thursday Greyhounds. Sandown is what we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. There's a few money-back special races tomorrow night as I just get the computer letting me know that someone's messaging me, Rhino.
You need, I'm still gonna. But anyway, Rhino hasn't been here for a month, but good to see you're still a twit. maybe you should follow the movie policy and turn your devices on to silent when you come in.
Money back special races 1 to 5 tomorrow.
We should turn your voice on to silent.
Get up to $50 back in bonus bets if your dog runs second, mate. As per, we've got our favourite segments and a little bit of sort of origin skewed rugby stuff into dog food this week. So that's exciting.
Excellent. Looking forward to answering questions on a subject I've got no idea.
You'll like that. No, I think you will. You've got your segment. It's aptly named as well. You've come up with something which I'm not too sure about. But
it didn't come up with anything.
And, mate, we got to talk about other things. Mostly show me the money because your host over here is...
I thought you would have led with that
this
week.
The king. Oh, well, mate, you know, I didn't want to sort of boast off the top. But
you're not the king. Take the lead and tip a 33-1 winner and then
I'm
maybe we'll consider
I'm
it.
The king. Well, all I'm saying is, mate, if you just listen to me, you might start winning some money because I am absolutely sizzling at the moment. Mate, you're only as good as your last winner, they say.
Yeah, that's what they do say. That's what I've been saying to you. So good that you're actually picking up on some advice that I'm giving you. Well, does it put you back in the black yet? I'll ask you that.
I did a little bit of recon, all right? And my winner got some wheels. Wins, pink rug, Sandown Thursday night, the Ron Nestor Memorial. Paid $5. I had $100 on it, so that takes me to $1,000.
No.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
I was you were down $995
last
week.
Yeah, leave it with me. I was on $955, and then plus for $500, I go to $1,455, take $1,500, so I'm down $55 over the long run.
So, hang on. You were down $955 last week.
No, I'm doing a little bit cack-handedly, all right? I'm adding up how much I've won and then taking away...
I'm doing this for next week because it looks like you've got together with Wayne Swan to do the budget. Because we all know what he was like. He couldn't even balance the family checkbook.
It looks good, mate. Well, all I can tell you, I'm negative. I'm $55 in the red after being perilously about $1,200 in the red at one point.
If the English language and numbers aren't your go, what's left?
Hey, mate, I'll get some things right, all right? Let's watch Got Some Wheels race from the weekend, mate. I think that would be a nice way to...
I can remember the race.
Oh, it's the Ron Nesta Memorial.
2019 Ron Nesta Memorial. They're getting set. In fact, all in. Green light on. Stand by for a start.
This is the first time you've seen this race, by
no,
the way.
No, it's not.
Bang! Racing, an eight ball commence well. Fakewide Donner out fast.
Go on, son.
Got Some Wheels sliding across from the outside. And it'll cross the field and lead. So Got Some Wheels took off. Race down the railway side, two lengths in front.
This is where I knew.
To third now,
I was the king.
You wouldn't have even known which dog it was.
Getting up on the rail, Dinah Hunter and Quest for Glory last, but Got Some Wheels.
Mm-mm.
Into the home straight, 5 or 6 to Fake White Donna, but it is all Got Some
Wheels.
Oh,
baby, baby,
away,
baby.
And he won it for
baby.
Got Some Wheels by 4 or 5 lengths to Fake White Donna. Third, the outside eight baller who charged home late. Then Dinah.
Did you see that, mate? 29.35.
Yeah, so is that a good run or a bad run?
That's a bloody good run, mate. We were talking about the 29-second barrier a couple of weeks ago.
Which you thought every dog broke when they started.
29.35, if you're saying the 29-second barrier is like 300 in Steve Smith's
cricketing
terms.
No, I said it was like 59 in golf.
Yeah.
You said it was like 300 in cricket.
Yeah,
I disagreed.
Okay, well, if it's like getting a 59 in golf, what's 29.35 like?
Probably 62, 63.
So a good
round. Yeah, good. Yeah, very good. Hey, 29.35 is a great run.
You're going to be coming off and shouting the bar sort of arrangement.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm off next week to play some golf, actually.
Oh, God, Elvis, where at?
I'm on the Gold Coast.
Oh, just another holiday.
Yeah, no,
come
mate.
Back and do, well, no. What you call work for 2 weeks, go on another holiday.
A little golf weekend, mate.
Yeah, somehow work that into sort of a work trip.
No, it's...
Post on Instagram a couple of times and say, hey, I'm away on a work trip.
It's a leisure trip, mate.
I've got a like on Twitter. It's a work trip.
Up there for three rounds of golf. Have you been up there?
Up to where? Sorry, I wasn't even paying attention to where you're going.
Up to the Gold Coast.
So I've been to the Gold Coast.
Where have you played up there?
Oh, I haven't played golf up there. Oh, no, actually I have. There's one of the decent courses out the back of the Goldie. It's not Royal Pines. I can't remember which one it is, but yeah, played one of them.
Very nice. Well, we're playing at the Glades, I think, and then Hope Island and then something else, but that's not Greyhound chat, so we'll go back to what matters. Mate, got some wheels.
Down rain.
29.35 seconds, $5, almost back in the black for me for showing me the money. Who are you on?
So you went from $955 down and you're back to $5 winner and apparently now you're only $50 down.
Yes. How does that not make sense? No.
This is unbelievable.
How I worked it out was I worked out all my winnings.
I think what we've clearly established is that you're not working it out correctly.
I can.
Anyway, 110%. I'll go through the numbers. You send me the
as
podcast.
As the listeners have just probably, the 32 listeners have probably all just hung up right now, mate.
32? We've doubled in size. Excellent. This is great news.
No. I'm $55 down. You're still bloody $1,100 ahead. But
hey, mate, if you make up all the figures you want, I could be $10,000 up. Who knows?
Just tell me who you're bloody on and show me the money, mate, so we can move on.
I can't even remember. I know it ran second, whatever it was.
Might just have to put a line through that whole intro because that's probably the worst 10 minutes the non-chasers have put together.
We need someone to ring in and tell us.
We need someone. Get off the airwaves, you peanuts. Mate, Ronald Attard.
Yes.
Update, please.
Well, is this actually going to go to air?
Well, at this stage it is.
Oh, okay. So,
you wait till I do a bit of editing magic, mate, and I'll pull this puppy out of the fire.
Like Zach Purton stuck 6 back the fence.
Oh, Jesus. 6 winners. Imagine if Zach Purton could ride a bloody greyhound at the
could,
moment.
He could ride a shopping cart home to victory at the moment. He could line up in a bread van in a sports car race and get over the line.
Ronald Attard, tell me, where is he?
Reginald, he's probably at home on the couch.
Yep.
So
Ipswich.
Got an update from our intrepid insider, ooh, Molly Haynes.
Ooh.
So we might get in touch with Reynolds' brother next week.
Very good. Have we got any digits here?
Yes, we have locked on.
Yep. We have got the homing missile locked on.
That's right.
Oh, baby, baby, baby. We are getting close.
Target locked and ready to go.
Dun, dun. It's like the missing... Let's see what I did last week.
I did. I like that. I enjoyed it.
You like that?
You always put in a sneaky stinger somewhere.
I do, and you like it. You like it a lot. I do. What have you got for us? Your segment? You said you named it. What have you named it?
No, you named it Biggie Smalls for me.
That's false. I didn't name it Biggie Smalls.
Take a screenshot if you like. So Biggie Smalls is back for another week.
Biggie Smalls in the background, mate. You like that? What do you got for us? Biggie Smalls, the biggest win of the week and the smallest win slash...
Biggest stake and biggest profit. That's how this segment operates.
Okay.
So biggest bet for the week was a 40K outlay on Glengarry Boy at Richmond on Friday night.
Did it win?
And duly saluted.
Ooh, bang.
For this one punter.
At what odds?
So it was a collective 22,000. So, yep, around the $1.55 mark there.
That's a reasonable Saturday night.
It is.
Yeah.
And the biggest profit of the week was $64,000 off a $10,000 bet at Bathurst on Monday on a dog called, appropriately, Cool Cash.
Mm. Mate, let's talk some races. Moneyback special, Thursday night, Sandown. We like to give you guys a few little tips rolling into Sandown. Obviously, as we said, get up to $50 back in bonus bets if your dog runs second. So, you know, if you like to back the favourites, you get that little safety net, as I like to allude to. The first race is we chuck them in market order. My friend Gunner is drifting away the favourite, $2.80 currently. Punk Lass Rocks, $3.40. Hoodat Opal, $4.40. Flow Lava, $7.50. For the Alliance, $10. Gladiator, $11. Red Rochelle, $18. And Cappy Morgan, aptly named, probably will be on the Captain Morgans at $23. Who do you like in the first at Sandown on Thursday night? 6th of June for those playing it, huh?
Okay. So Punk Lass Rocks was very good last weekend at the provincial meeting on Sunday at Sandown. So could see further improvement from it again. I'm going to stick with Drifting Away from box one. Not the best to step early, but can really drive. The box should suit. Get back a little bit and run on. Need a few breaks, but I think they'll come its way. So I'll stick with Drifting Away in the first.
Like it. Very nice. All right, what about the second, mate? There's a few going around. In the Listerfield Wolves Dash, the favourite, Idalia Bale, $3.20. Queena Bale at $3.50 and Front Page News at $3.80. Corbett, $4.20. Jesus Christ, mate, that might as well be your first four because the others are inflated odds at sort of 15, 20, 23, and 23. Looks like a $4 race.
Yeah, I had it really down to three chances here because... although the 8 is marked pretty short in the market, I think it'll go straight left early looking for the rail, so it's going to need a bit of luck, so I'm going to risk it in this race. It's definitely the dog with the best potential. I just don't like it from this draw. I'm going to tip Corbett out of box 4. Mm. Looks like it maps pretty well. Doesn't have massive speed around it. Should lob in the first few early, pinch a break, and hopefully be too good.
Ding dong. All right, race 3, the Unique Diamonds at 6.48, Palisades Park. It's going to be a bit of a mouthful for the caller, $3.10. Zipping Inglis, $4. Winlock Newbolt, $4.40. Cruise at $5.50. And then the rest, sort of $10 and more. Who do you like? Andrew Gunner, leading sportsbet greyhound trader, may I add.
There's not too many.
Just not a great tipper, though.
I beg your pardon.
Nah, I'm joking. I'm just talking about showing the money, so I got a bit caught up in my own.
Right, yeah, fair enough. Cruz was quite good last week from an inside draw after getting a long way back early. I just want to see this dog positioned down near the rail more often than not. I just think it's probably got a few habits at this stage that, you could see it miss the start early and just get back a little bit too far and rely on luck. Winlock Newbolt is a dog similar to Idria Bale. Out of box 8 in the second race, as I mentioned, it wasn't well drawn, and Winlock Newbolt I don't think is overly well drawn and doesn't map too well on this. I'm going to tip-zipping Inglis. I think it's building towards a win. It'll probably need to beat the one to get the rail early, as it can get back in its races as well. Palisades Park is the one that's got all the early speed, but it does get a little bit tired late and it doesn't win too often. So, you could probably tell that I found this a really tricky race to tip in. So, I wouldn't be overly keen on having much of a bet in this race. But Zipping Inglis, I think if you use your money back special on it, can at least run second as some insurance to get your money back.
A smart bet.
Yeah, it's a really difficult race. The better dogs aren't particularly well drawn and they don't map too well. If you wanted to have a throw at the stumps in this one and get around something that's a little bit better value, maybe try Liberal Nunio each way. Can get a long way back and then run on. The draw on the map looked pretty tough for it, but if it got some luck, it can be very good late.
Delicious. I completely take that back, Andrew. You're a very astute tipster, and your greyhound knowledge
doesn't bother me, mate.
Magnificent. Tenfold right. Better than mine. Obviously, and that was fairly rude for me. All right, race four, Ask Me Now, $3.30. Libby's Dream, $4.50, third favourite. Ven's Revenge, $5.50, fifth favourite. Bubbles, $8, fifth favourite. I've left one out because the second favourite is Crack and Dust. $3.50, and I like it.
All right.
Please tell me you do too. And if you take it and show me the money, then you can.
You can have this one. This is a tricky race. There's a couple here that are drawn the opposite side to probably where they want to be. Ven's Revenge gives all the appearance that the 600 should really suit. It's making a bit of habit of not winning and finishing second and third of late. Should be finishing off strongly though. Ask Me Now does like to get a little bit wide at stages in its races before finding the rail in the second half of its races. So it will need to jump well and make sure that it clears the other dogs around it early on. Bubbles, I think, will be suited to this draw once it, be suited to this trip once it gets back to an inside draw. Another race that I found quite tricky, but I'm going to tip. I'm going to tip Ask Me Now, but I don't particularly like it at the price. Another race where I'll probably be watching more than anything, as you do. Who was the soccer player who did that salute?
Dele Alli.
Yeah, yeah.
Bugger the Spurs, mate. Go the Reds. You'll never walk alone.
Righto.
Mate.
You've become a Liverpool supporter in the last 3 weeks.
A Liverpool supporter since I was a young lad, mate. So don't even begin. Okay, I've gone through some hardship.
On the bandwagon.
I'm a Melbourne supporter.
You've won 6 Euro titles. I'm a Melbourne supporter
and a Liverpool supporter. And they're the only two teams I passionately support. Before Sunday morning's Champions League final, I had not tasted any sort of substantial success. The League Cup doesn't matter since 2005. So if you're calling me a bandwagon supporter, then take a good hard look at yourself.
I won't, but anyway.
Race five, all right? We're really just mixing into the all sports sort of podcast as we sort of scraping the bottom of the barrel to find a few here.
Hey, mate, we love the sports.
At Sandown. Race five, the Shane Franklin Dash. Superior Faith, $2.70. Won his last few, which is handy. Her last few, $2.70. Apex Within, $3.20. Dinah Quail at $6. Zipping Gallon or Gallon at $6.50. Han Solo at $12. It's just another tough race. I don't envy you having to really try and look through and find a winner in these gunner because this is tough.
Yeah, this is a tricky race. Apex Within and Superior Faith are the stronger dogs in this race, but Apex Within's not really well drawn. It'll head left early and look for the rail. I think there's enough speed underneath it to keep it occupied, so I think it's probably going to get back in this one. Superior Faith has decent drive and it stays pretty wide, finishes off really hard, and I think it'll get plenty of room with Apex Within creating room underneath it. Zipping Gallon is just making a habit of running second and third. Looks like it could be the mascot for our show at the moment, as it is a bit of a non-chaser.
Excuse me, I'm tipping winners left, right and centre.
No, we're called the non-chasers, and I think Zipping Gallon's a bit of a non-chaser.
Ah, fair enough.
Han Solo is the one that should make all the running in this early with Zipping Murphy, but both of those dogs get pretty tired. I don't think either of those will see out the distance. I think Superior Faith will be coming over the top of the field, probably somewhere down the back straight and being too strong.
Very good. Well done. All right. There's five races covered. Sandown Park, the usual little Sandown Park. We whet their appetite for a bit of racing. Gunnar, I want to ask, when are we next getting a guest on the non-chasers? Reynold at Tata, man. That's the chase.
Yeah, well, that'll be next week.
That's the golden nugget.
Yep.
You are declaring Reynold next week.
Not Reynold, his brother.
So we'll get one step closer to Reynold with his brother.
Yeah, well, don't you want to talk to the bloke that owns the dog?
Yes, but yeah. I will not rest easy at night until I hear the dulcet tones. Maybe not dulcet. They might be rough and tumble, all sort of crispy, scratchy tones of Reynold the Tart.
Well, the opposite. What if he's got a real high-pitched sort of squeal about him, like somebody's holding onto his pill bag?
If he does, he does.
Hey?
If he does, he does. But I won't rest easy. Let's get someone on next week. Other than that. The week's after. I'm talking to trainers, you know. We want to sort of ask him if they know their tracks and stuff like that. You know, that sort of jazz?
Yeah, I do. I reckon we could go someone bit left field. I'll think of something.
Who do you think?
I'll think of something.
Or if anyone on the socials out there want to get involved,
yeah,
recommend someone who you want us to go and...
I don't think any of our 32 listeners use social media.
Mate, one thing I can guarantee is there is a hell of a lot more than 32 people listening, and they should let us know who they want us to, or who we want to try and get on the blower. That sort of leads us into the race of dog, Gunner, because we are nearing towards the Melbourne Cup. Plenty of stuff's come through, but we have to keep stressing. Send stuff in on socials, get involved in the conversation, and you can get the opportunity to race a greyhound at Sandown.
It's 2K. I just thought that there'd be an influx of people.
Don't worry, mate.
Stupid entries trying to there will be race plenty, a dog for two
be,
bags.
There'll be plenty more coming through, but we're just giving you a friendly reminder. Keep getting your stuff through, because there's a great opportunity there to race a dog. Who'll probably be trialling, you would imagine, that dog, whilst the person...
Hopefully trialling and biting and fighting against our contestant.
We won't put the muzzle on the dog, put it that way. And you also get to be involved in the podcast, so very exciting. Gunner, dog food. You liked it last week, didn't you?
Yeah, it wasn't a bad little debut.
Yeah, it's a good little segment. But this week, I've given it a bit of an origin... State of Origin feel, you know, being State of Origin, the episode will...
Are these names of dogs or rugby players?
These are either names of dogs or they're not names of dogs.
Have you got a trick question on there? Is Tedesco one of them?
I'm not telling you.
All right.
All right. Dog number one. I'm giving it away first up because... Question number one. Origin. Origin Blues. Is it a dog? Or is it not a dog?
It's a dog.
Correct. Origin Blues, 5 starts, 0 wins, 0 prize money. For bonus point, where do you reckon Origin Blues had her 5 starts? Same track.
Bulleye.
Nah, Ipswich.
Okay.
Well done.
How do you get a dog named Origin Blues running in Queensland?
Mate, don't ask me. I don't know. But... And that's just what happened. All right, second question.
Some kind of joke?
Origin Decider. Is this a dog? Or is it just something to do with State of Origin?
Origin Decider. Dog.
Correct. Origin Decider is a dog. Raced 38 times.
You're looking at me like you're a pirate.
Oh, well, it raced 38 times. So 3 wins, 2 seconds, won 4,920 schmackos.
Mate, if you just keep turning it that way, I'm going to see the answers.
Oh, well, you're a cheat then.
I'm not looking at it. Mate, I was looking down at the table as
Origin
I did
Decider
that.
Ran around in Tassie. Hobart,
you're still doing
Devonport.
It again.
Oh, well, bugger
keep
off.
Keep the sheet over there. You're going to accuse me of cheating.
Okay, Origin Decider.
Yeah, we already established that was a dog.
Over he goes.
Over he goes. Oh, no, that sounds like a rugby term.
It is. It's not a dog. Over he goes. It's not a dog. Try time.
Nah, something in. Not a dog.
It's a dog, mate.
Is it?
Yep. 10 starts, 1 win, 1 second, $0 in prize money. I'm not quite sure how that worked. Did it win a trial? Or?
What was that? 10 starts, what?
Of Good. Here's the Greyhound recorder right here. Try time. Picnic Point by Ashford Road. Dog yeah. whelped in 2003. Owned by Ronald Webb. 10 starts, 1 win, 1 second for zero prize money.
Unless it was at a...
how does that work?
Might have been a non-tab, who knows.
What's the point in taking him to a non-tab if there's no prize money?
Oh, that was its first start, so yeah, maybe that was a trial. They put that in there as a trial.
They're clutching at straws. All right, lucky one.
Might have been a solo trial, but look at it.
Solo trial, okay, lucky last. Lockie's Maroons. Is that a dog?
That's a dog, surely.
It is. 4 starts, 0 wins, 0 seconds, 0 thirds for 0 prize money. However, did run around at Sandown, Shepparton, Sandown and Ballarat and was actually trained by Angela Langton. So, you know,
okay,
bit of class under that one.
Come on, Ange, get us a win.
Well, that was a fairly dismal segment of dog
Second
food.
Up syndrome. Second I up syndrome.
Hasn't been the best show, Andrew. But, you know, we regroup. You know, not everyone can have their A-plus days every day. Let's wrap it up with our favourite segment, mate. Show me the money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money.
Dollar. Oh, I tell you what, mate. It just gets better every time, isn't it? The abrupt ending of that stinger is just...
I love that stinger.
Delitzy. All right, you know where I'm going. Crack and dust. $3.50, Sandown, race 4 tomorrow night, 9:07. I just recommend you get on because I'm in a rich vein of form at the moment. You can get $3.50 about it at the moment. Number 5, Crack and Dust, Sandown tomorrow night. Gunnar, who are you going?
I'm going to go race 7, number 3, Blue Striker.
Ooh, very nice. Why?
It's got a fantastic record. Sorry, when you say that word, you got to do it like Ryan says it. Fantastic. It's got a fantastic record over these 600-meter trips. It's drawn box 3. I think it'll beat all those around it out for early pace, and I just think it'll win.
Very good. Well played. All right, I reckon we just about wrap it up there, Ryan. It's a bit of an arduous listen.
Gunner.
Jesus Christ. Bit of an arduous listen. This.
I'm going to wear a name tag.
This, the coffee machine at work clearly hasn't been working lately. I don't know why.
Might be an Irish coffee in there. Something.
Just a few screws are just not computing upstairs for me at the moment. That's it, mate.
Whatever that means.
Like, listen, subscribe, Spotify, Castbox, iTunes, bloody everywhere.
If you go to the Castbox, they'll find a picture of you.
The non-chasers
are everywhere.
It's Australia's leading greyhound podcast due to listenership. And
Allegedly.
After this show.
Is there a category for greyhound podcasts?
There's a very good chance that we might be sacked and given the axing treatment. No, we won't. We'll be back next week. Please gamble responsibly if you're having a crack on the greyhounds, and we will be back bigger and better than ever. Reynolds or Tud, have we got an Andrew Gunner guarantee, wife and kids job guarantee?
We've got his number.
We've got his
requires
number.
Requires him to pick up the phone and answer it.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Reynolds or Tud next week is on the show. Gamble responsibly. So, boys.
See you, mate.
Yes, we